Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yom Shalom, Shabbos daf Tzadi Ches. We are starting Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel, and in the Vilna's daf it's on Pei Amud Aleph. And today's daf sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Zar Basi Biyakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we do discussing same thing from fire on Shabbos. The Mishnah says Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudais. A fire Loelenu breaks down somebody's house, they could save the amount of food necessary for three meals. Haroy La Adam La Adam Haroy La Behema La Behema. People food is safe for people. Animal food is safe for animals. Kitzad, how does this work out? So the Mishnah further explains enough of the Lake of Leil Shabbos. If the fire breaks out on Leil Shabbos, Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudos, so he could save three sudas worth. B'shachres, matzilin mazon shtei sudas. If it breaks out Shabbos morning, so he could only save two meals because they already ate the meal last night. And b'mincha, if it breaks out in the afternoon, matzilin mazon sudachas, they can save only one sudas worth because there's only shal shudas left. Or Rabbi Yosef Omer, he says lo'ayl matzilin mazon shal sudas. A person could always save three sudas worth. Tadiches amud alpha on top. The Gemara tells us from Bum Bar Chia says b'shem Rav Bar Mamal, the Rav Nechemya he our mishas shitas Rav Nechemya. The Omer he says ainu nitalin el letzayrech, that they're only allowed to be moved letzayrech. This machlok is later on in the Masech. Is a person allowed to move kalim and food just stam for no purpose? And Rav Nechemya says, no, you're only allowed to move a kli, let's say a spoon or a cup or food, if you have a real purpose for moving it. Besides for that, it's considered muktzah. If you have no reason for moving a cup, no touching it, it's muktzah. According to the Chachamim, you're allowed to. And so our Mishnah seems to be Rav Nechemya, that you're only allowed to save food for three meals, because beyond three meals, it's considered muktzah. You have absolutely no need for it. However, Amar B'Yosef, he explains that our Mishnah could even be Shitas Rabbanon, who argued with Rav Nechemya, still over here. Here, you're only allowed to save three sudas worth. Time is Rabbanan Taman. Over there, the whole reason Rabbanan is kol mashiyesh b'bayis minamuchan. Anything you have in your house is minamuchan. You might need this cup or plate or fork or spoon on Shabbos. You might want to take this food and eat it. So it's considered minamuchan, and you're allowed to move it. Bram Hacha, however, over here in regards to the fire, imata imerkain, if you say that you're allowed to save even more than shalosh sudas worth, afhu matzol minayim amachar, he's going to end up saving so much food, he's going to take something that there's no way he's going to end up having it or using it or eating it on Shabbos, and it's only going to be for tomorrow, for Sunday, and then according to everybody. You can't save something on Shabbos for tomorrow. And that's our mission over here. Could even be Shitas Chachamim, that you're allowed to maximum save what you need on Shabbos and no more than that. Now, the more continues suggesting, Masis Rav Hundekis, it seems to be that our mission is Rav Hundekis, and here's the proper girsa. The Amar, he says, Oichlin b'Shabbos arba sudas, that a person eats four sudas on Shabbos. And how do we see our mission is Rav Hundekis? Well, because we had said that Friday night you could save three sudas worth. And that's mashma, even if he's after his Friday night suda, a fire breaks out, he could still save three sudas worth. It must be, according to Rav Hundekis, that a person eats four sudas on Shabbos, so that's why he's allowed to save another three. However, the Gemara is not a raya. Tifter, we could explain as follows: b'shenuf the lake of leil Shabbos at shaloy achla. It could be talking about that the fire broke out on Shabbos before he ate his Friday night suda, and that's why he's saving three sudas worth. The Gemara asks Yom Kippur and Michael Lemaymar, what about Yom Kippur? Let's say a fire breaks out on Yom Kippur, how much is allowed to be saved? All that into Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, loyatzel klum. It's mashma that a person should not be allowed to save anything because since you can't eat on Yom Kippur and you're only allowed to save what you're allowed to touch, what you're going to be eating that day, so you shouldn't be allowed to save anything. However, the Gemara answers no. Everyone agrees that if fire breaks out on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to save one suda's worth of food because of danger. It's going to be Matzi Yom Kippur. He's not going to have any food. He's going to have to start schlepping around looking for food. That's going to be a danger to him. He's been fasting for so long. Therefore, at least one suda he could save. We continue discussing. Tani, we have Braisa, Matzilin L'chayol L'katan B'beinanis, when we're saving food from a fire on Shabbos. If we have a sick person or katan we're saving for, we can save an average amount of food. Even though L'chayol or katan don't eat as much as the average person does, nonetheless, we could save that average amount of food for them. And Ularavson, for a person who's a glutton, they fress food all day and they eat tons of food. Kedemazainai, we're even allowed to save as much as that guy needs, which is way more than the norm. Now we have the same kula the other way around. Ma'arvin, when we do an Erev Chatzeros, which is when everyone who lives in the same chatzer chips in the amount of food that they need for two sudas. So l'chayil l'katan, kedemazainai. A chayil and a katan, they only have to give the precise amount of food that they need. They don't have to give the amount of bainness we'll eat, even though that's as much as is allowed to be saved from a fire on Shabbos. When they're talking about Eruv, they only have to give exactly as much as they need. And Ularav, so when it's a glutton chipping in for the Eruv, he doesn't need to give as much food as he needs for two sudas. Bebeinus, he just gives as much as an average person will eat. Acting with this, Tanuif Abraisa, Ein Marimin, no making a trick when saving stuff from a fire on Shabbos. No inviting guests to come to your house if they don't actually need food. If you know people who need food, so then you can invite them to come and then you could save food for them. But if they don't need food, you can't invite them. However, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Amar, that's a proper girsa, he says, Marimin, we could make a trick and invite people even if they don't need a suda and save food for them, and then you'll have that extra food left over. Now, isn't it, Tony? Those that teach in Braisa Matzilin Rachach Mizamein, that a person could save extra food and then invite guests to come and eat that food. Whereas, isn't it, Tony? Those that teach in Braisa Mizamein Rachach Matzil, first you have to invite extra guests, then you can save that food for them. Now, Manda Ramatzil Rachach Mizamein, according to Manda Omar, that you're allowed to save the food first and then invite the guests to eat it. Commander Mar Marimin, he's the same Manda Omar that you're allowed to make a trick and invite people who don't really need the food in the first place. Whereas, Manda Mar Mizamein Rachach Matzil, according to Manda Omar, Amar that you first have to invite them, then you could save the food. K'man d'mar ein marimin, his man Amar holds, you can't make a trick and invite people who don't really need the food. We continue, Tani, another brassa says, af mechabin lahatzil, we can even extinguish a fire to save kisvei kodesh, and masis Reb Shimon, that must be Reb Shimon, the Amar who holds, ein davar mishim shvus, am refnei kisvei al-kodesh, that there's no isser drabanon when it comes to kisvei al-kodesh. And how is extinguishing a fire in isser drabanon? So as we know, shitas Reb Shimon is, that melchashein srichil gufa is not aser, and extinguishing this fire would be melchashein srichil gufa. You don't need to actually extinguish the fire, you just need to do it in order to be able to save the kisvei al-kodesh. That's called melchashein srichil gufa, and since this is for kisvei al-kodesh, it's permitted. Something similar, Tani Breiser says, af metame lahatzil, we can even be metame meiser sheni in order to save it. The guy's tame, everything's on fire, he's allowed to touch his meiser sheni, be metame it in order to save it. Ask the Gemara, how could this be? But Tani Breiser says, the pasuk tells us, b'chol kodesh le'siga, don't touch kodesh if you're tame. L'rab is a truma, that's including truma, and he truma he meiser sheni. Truma and meiser sheni is the same exact thing. So why should you be allowed to be metame meiser sheni in order to be able to save it? And we do not have an answer to this question, and we're also not gyrus the next line and a half. That's not part of the girsa. So skipping to the end, Tani Breiser says, k'shim shmatzilin ma'adleika, the same way a person is allowed to save from a fire, kach matzilin miyad hagayis, miyad anar, miyad amapilus, miyad kol davar she'oved, a person is also allowed to save food from a marauding band of soldiers, from a river that's overflowing and is going to sweep it away, or if the house collapsed, or in any situation that is going to come to loss, one's allowed to save the amount that he needs. And on Talach Adal, the Mishnah continues, matzilin sal mali kikarais, a person can save a whole basket full of loaves of bread, tzarich hasu ha'beis on top, afal b'sheish b'y meyos udais, even if there's 100 sudas worth of bread in it, and also v'igol shel dveila, he can save a whole fig cake, v'chav shel yayin, or a whole barrel of wine, even though there's way more than 3 sudas in here, and v'omer l'acherim, he could also tell other people, b'yu v'atzilu l'chem, come and save food for yourselves. Now, im ha'yu pikchin, if they were smart, oisin imay chesh bin lachar Shabbos, after Shabbos he'd make a calculation with him, if he wants his food back, they would say, okay, you owe us X, Y, and Z if you want your food. Now, this question is, l'eicha matzilu oisin, where's this food allowed to be saved to? The answer is, l'chatzar mu'reves, it has to be to a chatzar that has an eruv. As we discussed in previous Mishnayos, when talking about kisvei hakodesh, that they're allowed to be saved into chatzar mavoi, even if it doesn't have an eruv, that's because it was kisvei hakodesh. Here we're talking about just regular food, so it's only allowed to be saved into a chatzar that has an eruv, meaning that one's allowed to carry in it. Whereas Ben Baseir Eimer, he argues and says, afla she'enu mu'reves, even if it doesn't have an eruv, you're allowed to save food into it. Now the Gemara clarifies, masis is Reb Yosi. It seems to be that our Mishnah is Reb Yosi, the Amar who had said in the previous Mishnah, la'olam matzilin mazon shalosh sudais, that a person is always allowed to save shalosh sudais worth of food, even if it's Shabbos afternoon and he only has shalosh shudas left, he could still save 3 sudas worth, which means even if the food is shaloy letzarich, he could still save it. And that's the same thing over here. You have a basket of bread that has 100 sudas worth, no problem, you're allowed to save that. That's Reb Yosi. However, says the Gemara, not true, mekimin shikul gof echad, since the whole thing is just one, it's one basket that has bread in it, kimisha kul suda achas, it's like it's one suda, meaning this is even in the chachamim, there's no need to dump out everything from the basket and only keep 6 loaves of bread in there for 3 sudas, 2 chalas per suda, since you're lifting up a basket of bread, that's considered like one suda. Now the Mishnah also said, v'omer l'acherim, b'oy v'atzilu lachem, you could tell others, come and save for yourselves. Why is this? Shekein darkin l'hazman orcham Shabbos, because it's normal to invite orcham on Shabbos, and therefore it's like you're inviting them when you say, come and save food for yourselves, so they're allowed to save as well. And we'd say in the Mishnah, m'hayu pichin, if these fellows were smart, oisin imay chesh b'lachar Shabbos, they'd make a calculation with him after Shabbos, and before they return his food, he would have to pay them for it. Now ask the Gemara, taman tani over there, we learned in the Mishnah later on, that let's say a person needs to borrow something on Shabbos from his friend, he ran out of wine, so he needs to borrow a barrel or a bottle of wine, and the guy doesn't trust him that he's going to give it back, so m'neich talisai atzloi, he leaves his talis by him, basically the borrower leaves a mashkin, a collateral, takes a talis, takes something else, leaves it by the lender, and v'oisin imay chesh b'lachar Shabbos, he makes a cheshbon after Shabbos with him. And that's because he has a mashkin. So Taman Atamar, over there you say, mashkin igabei, his mashkin is by him. Hacha, ma'islacha, over here, what are you able to say? A guy says, bayu atzilu lachem, come and save for yourself some food from the fire. Random people come by, they take a whole bunch of food, or when they're returning it after Shabbos, they have no way to demand payment or compensation for what they did, because again, they don't have a mashkin. So Rav Avamari answers, you're right, lakach shoninu nekro pikeach. That's why we learned in the Mishnah that the guy is called a pikeach. We said, if they're pikchin, if the guy's smart, so then he'll make a cheshbon after Shabbos. In other words, since he doesn't have a mashkin, there is no way other than if they're smart, they would say, look, I'm not going to give you back what I saved unless you pay me for it. And moving on to Halacha Hey, the Mishnah continues discussing this. Ulasham hu maitzis kol klei tashmishai to there, meaning to this chatzar. He's allowed to take out all the kelim that he needs, all pots and pans and dishes and whatever it is that he's going to need for his food and for his things on Shabbos. He's allowed to save those as well. And v'levish kol mashu yachol lo baish v'aitav kol mashu yachol latoif. He could wear anything he's able to wear, and he could wrap himself with anything he's able to wrap himself with, and bring that into the chatzar and save it, no problem. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Shemayin Asar Kli, he's only allowed to wear 18 kalim, meaning 18 pieces of clothing. That's because this is the maximum number of articles of clothing a person would walk outside with, and so that's what he's allowed to go into the chatzar with. He can't just stick 4 undershirts and 5 shirts and 7 sweaters and 4 coats and 7 windbreakers v'chulu v'chulu on himself. He's maximum allowed to put 18 articles of clothing on himself, v'chazer v'leivish, you might see, and then he could do that once again, meaning once he goes onto the chatzar and takes off these 18 pieces of clothing, he could go back inside the burning house, put on another 18 pieces of clothing, bring it out, and do that over and over. And lastly, v'amr l'cheirim, b'yo v'atzila imi, he could tell others, come and save stuff with me. So I'll explain Shitas Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Amar Shmoneh Asar Kli, that there's 18 pieces of clothing he's allowed to wear, and not more than that. Ve'eluhein, these are them. Number one, Maktairon, which is like an upper coat. Nikli is his wide garment of sorts. Punda, which is an overbelt, that's basically put over his coat and his overgarment. Upilion, which is a sheet of sorts. Umafires, a head wrap of sorts. Ve'kolvin shel pishton, this is an undergarment of sorts. Achalik shel tzemer, it's an undershirt of sorts. Ushtei ampilios, 2 socks. Shnei sabrikin, 2 kerchiefs, 1 for his nose, 1 for his hands. Ushnei avrikin, 2 things for his legs, and some sort of leggings of sorts. Shnei min olim, 2 shoes. Kavish abroishai, and a hat on his head. V'chagr shel masnav, the belt on his loins. This is the underbelt. There's an overbelt and an underbelt. V'shudar shal tzavaroi, that's a proper girsa. The kerchief, which is basically the scarf on his neck. These are the 18 things he's allowed to save. And lastly, Mishnah said, V'armel acherim boyo v'atzili imi, he can tell others, come and save with me. Now pay attention to the difference in the lashon. In the previous Mishnah, we had said in regards to food that he tells other people, go and save for yourselves. And over here he's saying, with kalim, with clothing and other things, go and save with me. Why by food are they saving for themselves? And by these things, are they saving with him? And the answer is, shekin darkan l'hashal kalim b'shabbos, because it's normal to lend kalim on Shabbos. When it comes to food, you don't really lend food on Shabbos. Maybe just one thing, like a barrel of wine that we mentioned. But when it comes to regular food that you're eating for Yesuda, a piece of schnitzel, some chicken, a little bit of chalent, so then you would have to say, save it for yourselves. When it comes to kalim, it's normal to lend those things. Therefore, he's able to say, come and save it with me. You're basically doing it for me and not for yourselves. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav, discussing firefighting techniques on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.